New Beginnings, March-April 2014, Volume 27, Issue 2. The topic of this month's newsletter is Let's Celebrate. Some of the subjects for this month's newsletter is an article about Elizabeth Sandberg joining the department staff as the Senior Administrative Coordinator. Also an article by Barbara Hack, the nutritionist. It's in the Nutrition Corner. And another article about cycling at the Northern Senior Activity Center. And another about Celebrate with St. Patrick's Day Party at the Senior Activity Center nearest to you. And the Northern Stars Theater Group. And these are just among the many articles and pieces of information in this month's newsletter. The letter from the director's desk by Laura Jennings Harris, who is the director for the Department of Aging and Human Services. And she writes, during March, Women's History Month celebrates a variety of women and their varied accomplishments throughout our distant and recent past. The National Women's History Project has established this year's theme in recognition of Women's History Month as celebrating women of character, courage, and commitment. This time of year, we acknowledge the contributions and sacrifices made by women in the fields of education, civil rights, science and technology, to name only a few, all to improve the lives of women and their families. With the advent of National Women's History Week, declared in March 1980, came a co-sponsored congressional resolution for National Women's History Week in 1981 by Representative Barbara Mikulski and Senator Orrin Hatch. This co-sponsorship demonstrated the wide-ranging political support for recognizing, honoring, and celebrating the achievements of American women. Knowing about amazing women and their accomplishment expands our sense of possibility and achievement. This year's honorees represent a wide range of occupations and accomplishments. And they are Chipita, an Indian rights advocate and diplomat, Anna Julia Cooper, African-American educator and author, Agatha Hansen, educator, author, and advocate for the deaf community, Catherine Ryan Gibbs, a women's employment pioneer, Frances Oldham Kelsey, pharmacologist and public health activist, Roxy O'Neill Bolton, 20th century women's rights pioneer, Arden Eversmeyer, the Old Lesbian Oral History Project founder, Carmen Voto, international women's rights activist, Anne Lewis, women's rights organizer and women's history advocate, Jada N., advocate for survivors of human trafficking, Tammy Duckworth, member of Congress and Iraq War veteran, and finally Lisa Taylor, civil rights attorney. The Department of Aging and Human Services recognizes and appreciates the valuable contributions made by the many women from our past, in our present, and in our future. This article is about Elizabeth Sandberg. Elizabeth has joined the department as the Senior Administrative Coordinator. Beth's background is in the management arena. She looks forward to using her expertise in her new position as well as learning new concepts. She enjoys cooking and baking and says you could consider she and her husband to be foodies, and she hopes you will get a chance to sample some of the dishes or baked goods she brings into the office. Beth also enjoys traveling and says each year she and her husband travel to a new destination. According to Beth, in the short time she has been in the department, my eyes have been opened to the wonderful things the staff achieves on a daily basis. I enjoy seeing the many programs offered, the appreciation of our clients, and the caring I see from the staff every day. I am truly excited to be part of the team. There is AARP tax assistance offered to you at the various senior centers. And to use this program, you can call Dana Davis, who is the district coordinator for St. Mary's County. She is an AARP tax aide, and her number is 301-863-2521. You can call Dana and schedule an appointment with her. And the following times are available at the various centers. at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Tuesdays from 9 to 11, on Thursdays from 1 to 3, the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Tuesdays 8:30 a.m. until noon, and on Thursdays from noon until 4 p.m., and at the Loffler Senior Activity Center Mondays noon to 4 p.m., and Thursdays 8 a.m. until noon. This is an article by Barbara Hack, and it's in the Nutrition Corner. Do the following names sound familiar? Dr. Agnes Faye Morgan and Dr. Doris Howes Calloway? Probably not. They are both pioneering human nutrition scientists. During this month of March, as we celebrate Women's History Month and National Nutrition Month, I found it interesting to learn about these two women who have served as a model for other scientists in human nutrition. Both Drs. Morgan and Calloway faced financial, social, and academic barriers as they worked to provide science-based solutions to human nutrition issues concerning women. Dr. Morgan's early work focused on the vitamin content of processed foods. Later, she worked on an agricultural experimental station regional project to evaluate the nutritious status of elderly people in San Mateo County, California. This study was the first to show that bone density of women decreased between ages 50 and 65 years of age. Dietary fat intake was also shown to be related to blood cholesterol levels. Dr. Calloway's work focused on the metabolism of amino acids in humans, human energy requirements, and the consequences of marginal nutrition. She is most known for her research, which formed the basis for protein and energy recommendations established by the Institute of Medicine's Food and Nutrition Board, as well as the World Health Organization. Drs. Calloway and Morgan and their students helped lay the groundwork for further human nutrition study. For example, the results of the San Mateo study led other researchers to question why bone density in women decreases with age and to determine how the process can be slowed or reversed. As a result, today we understand more about the importance of calcium and vitamin D in the diet and the role of weight-bearing exercise in maintaining our bone density. The role of dietary fats as they relate to blood cholesterol levels continues to be studied. We now know the importance of decreasing saturated and trans fat in our diets, as well as including healthy fats like monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, and omega-3 fatty acids. And the importance of understanding human calorie, which equates to energy, and protein needs could not be more important as we age, and as we look at the growing waistline of Americans and the problems of world hunger. Make March 2014 a time to honor the committed and courageous women in our history, and make a new resolution to enjoy the taste of eating right. Following are some presentations by Barbara Hack. She's going to be doing New Foods Trends in 2014, entitled Ancient Grains, Recipes, and Samples. The first one will be at the Loffler Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, March the 11th at 12:45. There will be another one at the Northern Senior Activity Center Wednesday, March the 12th at 10:45 a.m., and the last one is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Thursday, March the 13th at 8:45 a.m. Home and Community-Based Services, this is by Rebecca Kessler, the Division Manager. New programs, services, and events available to the community at the 22nd Annual Southern Maryland Caregivers Conference. That is going to be held on Friday, May the 2nd, from 8 a.m. until 2:30 p.m., and it will be held at the Southern Maryland Higher Education Center in California, Maryland. Whether you are assisting with the care of a frail spouse, parent, friend, or other relative, caring for an older adult is a labor of love. Designed for the family caregiver, this one-day event is a wonderful opportunity to enrich one's knowledge and skills in caring for older people. The $22 conference fee includes a continental breakfast, lunch, conference materials, exposure to service providers in the exhibition area, and the opportunity to attend professionally presented educational sessions on the following topics. and the topics are community resources and services for caregiving families, caring for individuals with dementia, medication management, caregiver coping strategies, paying for long-term care, managing chronic illnesses at home, safe caregiving techniques and equipment options, fitness and caregiving, medical orders for life-sustaining treatment, skin tips, bathing, incontinence, and pressure sores, and finally, preventing identity theft. The conference is sponsored by St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, Talbot County Office on Aging, Charles County Department of Community Services, Aging and Senior Programs Division, and the Geriatrics and Gerontology Education and Research Program at the University of Maryland, Baltimore. To learn more about this conference, you can call Rebecca Kessler at 301-475-4200, extension 1061, or you can email her at rebecca.kessler@stmarysmaryland.com. If you are a family caregiver of someone 60 or older and wish to inquire about a scholarship opportunity to attend this conference, you can contact Stacy Prinky, who is the HNCBS Program Coordinator with the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services. Stacy's telephone number is 301-475-4200, extension 1056, or you can email Stacy.Prinky, P-R-I-N-K-E-Y, at stmarysmaryland.com. Are you looking for a nursing home? Do you have a loved one in need of a nursing home? Are you uncertain or have questions about which nursing home to choose or even consider for your loved one? If so, Medicare has a website to help you compare nursing homes in St. Mary's County or anywhere in the United States. Through the Medicare.gov website, there is a program called Nursing Home Compare. Nursing Home Compare allows consumers to compare information about nursing homes. It contains quality of care information on every Medicare and Medicaid certified nursing home nationwide. It should be noted that nursing homes are not included on this internet site if they aren't certified to participate in Medicare or Medicaid. Nursing Home Compare isn't an endorsement or advertisement for any nursing home. The information provided should be considered carefully and used with other information you gather about the nursing home facilities. Nursing Home Compare includes the following: 5-star quality ratings of overall and individual star performance on health inspections, quality measures, and hours of care provided per resident by staff performing nursing care tasks. Secondly, health inspections, results, and complaints give detailed and summary information about deficiencies found during the 3 most recent state inspections and recent complaint investigations. Third, nursing home staffing information about the number of registered nurses, licensed practical or vocational nurses, physical therapists, and nursing assistants in each home. Fourth, a set of quality measures that describe the quality of care in nursing homes, including percent of residents with pressure sore, percent of residents with urinary incontinence, and more. And finally, penalties against the nursing home. You may want to use a variety of resources when choosing a nursing home. Don't rely only on the nursing home star rating to make a final decision. You should visit the nursing home you're considering if possible, or have someone visit for you. You will see a find a nursing home, enter a location or a specific nursing home you want to learn about, and click on search. From there, you can follow the steps to reading more about the facility you are considering. And this website is www.medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare, all written together. If you have questions about the Nursing Home Compare website or need to learn more about long-term care facilities, you can contact Kathy Goodspeed. She is the local ombudsman for St. Mary's County, and Kathy's number is 301-475-4200, extension 1055. Maryland Access Point. Maryland Access Point, or MAP. MAP is your link to health and support services. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services is working to provide older adults, persons experiencing a disability, and caregivers with a single point of entry to do the following. Number one, access information and referral to resources and services. Two, provide counseling for options regarding benefits and long-term care planning. Third, connect caregivers of older adults and adults with disabilities to services. And four, provide access to services offered by the Department of Aging and Human Services and its partner agencies such as the Health Department, the Southern Maryland Center for Independent Living, and the Department of Social Services and other community service providers. And finally, it is a link. It links of active adults to services, activities, and programs. So who is eligible for assistance through MAP? All individuals over the age of 50, adults over the age of 18 experiencing a disability, and caregivers for the elderly or adults with disabilities. Anyone who may have questions or concerns about someone in need is available to access MAP. No question is too big or small. So how does it work? MAP is a free information and referral service. It is open to the public and to individuals of all income levels. Simply call for an appointment or stop by the MAP office and a certified information and assistance specialist will assist you. All information and assistance is completely confidential. To learn more, you can contact Monica Williams, MAP coordinator, and her number is 301-475-4200, extension 1057. Or you can email her at monica.williams@stmarysmaryland.com. The Yes Cycling Program is at the Northern Senior Activity Center on the Three Notch Trail. The lecture, Orientation to Modern Cycling, is offered periodically as requested. It is presented by Don Donahue, who has been leading rides for more than 20 years and is certified in pedestrian and cyclist training. The lecture covers safety issues, bike type, cycling accessories, riding techniques such as pedaling, shifting, braking, and more. Cycling groups or individual rides will travel the trail for a round trip of 6 miles at a pace of 8 to 10 miles an hour. Trail use etiquette will be reviewed and practiced. Helmets are required. The leader is a CPR and first aid certified by the American Red Cross. Maintenance demos, longer rides, and special event rides, including Terratrike rides, can be provided. The YES, which is Youthful Energetic Senior Cycling Program, will be meeting on specific dates for group outings. If you would like to learn more about the cycling program, contact Dan Donahue at 301-884-0163. Friday morning softball will be at Mazinski Park in Leonardtown, and that is the field in front of Leonard Hall Recreation Center. It's going to be on Fridays beginning April the 25th at 10 a.m. Spring is in the air, and it's time to dust off that bat and glove and head out to Mazinski Park for a pickup game of softball. We will have batting practice followed by a game. Males and females age 50 and above are welcome. For more information, call the Garvey Senior Activity Center at 301-475-4200, extension 1062, to learn more. Following is Senior Information and Assistance. This is an article by Debbie Barker, who is the Senior I&A Manager. Property tax credit available to eligible homeowners. Each year, the State of Maryland Department of Assessments and Taxation provide a credit for the real property tax bill for homeowners who qualify on the basis of gross household income. Previous applicants must submit a new application each year. To have your application considered for a tax credit, the dwelling for which the application is being made must be your principal residence where you reside or expect to reside for more than 6 months of the tax year. You must have a legal interest in the property and have a gross household income less than $60,000 and your net worth, excluding the value of the property for which application is being made, must not exceed $200,000 as of December 31st, 2013. If these requirements are met, the amount of tax credit due, if any, will be calculated on the basis of the gross household income for the calendar year 2013 and 2014 property tax bill. Income information must be reported for the resident owner or owners, spouse or co-owner, and all other occupants of the dwelling unless these occupants can be claimed as dependents or unless they are paying reasonable fixed charges such as rent or room and board. The deadline for filing a 2014 homeowner's property tax credit is September 1, 2014. However, applicants are encouraged to file their applications prior to May 1 to receive a credit directly on their August property tax bill. Eligible applicants who file their applications after May 1 will receive a tax credit certificate to be used toward payment of the tax bill or for a refund if the bill has already been paid. Applications for this program are available at each senior activity center. Assistance is available for those 60 and over by calling Debbie Barker at the Garvey Center, and her number is 301-475-4200, extension 1064. Also, Melissa Meatyard at the Law Firm Center will be more than happy to help you. Melissa's number is 301-737-5670, extension 1064. Or at the Northern Center, the number is 301-475-4002, extension 1004. The Affordable Care Act. Enrollment in the new Maryland Health Connection policies will end March the 31st, 2014. These policies are available to those without health insurance coverage, including Medicare and Medicaid, and provide comprehensive health insurance. To learn more about these policies, go to www.marylandhealthconnection.org, or you can call 301-863-6661 to schedule an appointment. Energy assistance. The Maryland Energy Assistance Program is still available to those who have not enrolled since July 2013. Energy assistance can be used to help with the cost of electricity and heating. Eligibility is based on household gross income. To apply for energy assistance, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Are you new to Medicare this year? You must have many questions regarding how Medicare works. The department has trained staff to assist you during this transition and can schedule individual appointments to answer questions you have regarding Medigap policies, Part D plans, and basic coverage and cost concerns. You can call someone at the Garvey Law Firm or Senior Activity Center to help you to make the best decision regarding your health care coverage. The number to call is 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Focus on Fitness. This is an article by Alice Allen, who is the division manager of the Senior Center Operations. On a recent trip to Myrtle Beach to visit family, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful lady named Mary. Mary is from Florida and was visiting her family in South Carolina as well. The theme for this issue of New Beginnings is women's history, and while Mary is not a famous woman, and to my knowledge has not changed women's history, at least not yet, she might make quite an impression on me. Mary is 85 years old, and I met her playing pickleball. She was absolutely amazing, and boy, could she play pickleball. Mary walked with a little bit of a hitch to the side due to arthritis in her hip, but she was out there playing and was quite competitive. She also talked about being active with Zumba, walking, and water aerobics back in her home state of Florida. She participates in the Senior Olympics in pickleball, having to compete in the 70-year-old brackets since there were no 80-year-olds. Mary attributed her spryness to being physically active and sleeping 8 hours a night. She exemplified the saying, use it or lose it. Mary is living proof of the importance of being physically active. She said that some days it's not so easy for her to move, yet by doing so, she feels better. Mary was positive, inspiring, and so much fun to be around. I encourage you to find your inner Mary. If you are already physically active on a regular basis, good for you. Keep up the good work. Your body and your health thank you. If you want to become more physically active and reap the many benefits that are gained through regular physical activity, check out pages 32 and 33 of this newsletter for a complete listing of the fitness opportunities available to you through your local senior activity center. There is surely a class that will interest you. You can try your first class for free, then purchase a fitness card for $30 and attend 10 classes of any type on the fitness card at any center. And that's a bargain. All instructors are professionally certified and are experienced in working with older adults at varying levels of fitness. Of course, please check with your doctor before starting a fitness class. Most likely, your doctor will be thrilled that you want to be physically active. To find fitness opportunities offered at the senior activity centers, you can call Alice Allen at 301-475-4200, extension 1063. Line dancing is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesdays, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., and it's a free class. So you can get in your exercise while having fun and learning some of the latest line dances. This group is looking for new participants. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Pickleball will be at the Leonard Hall Recreation Center on Wednesdays, March the 5th through April the 23rd. Pickleball is the up-and-coming sport in the United States for older adults. The game has grown in popularity in St. Mary's County over the past year and offers a great way to exercise while having fun. Equipment is available for use. The cost per player is $32 payable in advance at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. Advance sign-up is required. You can register early because space is limited. For more information on pickleball, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Senior Hoops will be at the Margaret Brent Recreation Center on Fridays, March the 7th through April the 11th, from 10 a.m. until noon. Pickup basketball games will be held in the gymnasium during this 8-week session. Games are open to both males and females. Advanced registration is required. Players may register at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown. The cost per player is $16. So to register or to learn more about Senior Hoops, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Tai Chi for Arthritis for Beginners. This is at the Lawford Senior Activity Center on Wednesdays, March the 12th through April the 30th. It starts at 9 a.m. and it's free. The Arthritis Foundation's Tai Chi program is designed to improve the quality of life for people with arthritis using Sun-style Tai Chi. It is one of the four major recognized styles of Tai Chi. This style includes agile steps and exercises that may improve mobility, breathing, and relaxation. The movements do not require deep bending or squatting, which makes it easier and more comfortable to learn. Recently, the Center for Disease Control has endorsed this program as part of an evidence-based program for fall prevention. There is no fee for this series, but sign-ups are required. Because this is a progressive class, drop-ins will not be permitted. Attendance at all class sessions is highly recommended. To sign up or for further information, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Tai Chi for Arthritis, the extension movements. This will be held at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Fridays, March the 11th through April the 11th, from 9:45 a.m. until 10:30 a.m., and this is free. Medical studies confirm Tai Chi for Arthritis relieves pain, reduces falls, and improves quality of life. This class is a continuation of Tai Chi for Arthritis for beginners. Students will learn new movements and learn how to incorporate the Tai Chi principles into practice. The prerequisite is that students must have taken Tai Chi for arthritis, the core movements, before taking this class. To register for this class, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be a cornhole tournament at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Regulation cornhole tournament will start up again the first Monday in March. Registration and payment of $5 per person is due by Friday, February the 28th, so sign up at the front desk. Choose a partner or one will be selected for you. Practice time is from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Teams will play two rounds each day. Winners with the top three scores will get a monetary prize at the end of play on May the 5th. If you want to start something, this is at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center, dates and times based on your schedule. Is there a favorite game or activity you'd like to see happen at Loughborough? Perhaps you have an art or craft you'd like to teach. Maybe you really love to play Scrabble and would like to play it regularly. If you're willing to be a point of contact for such a group and have the time to get it going, give Shelley a call at 301-737-5670, extension 1655. Or you can email Shelley at sheila.graziano, G-R-E-Z-I-A-N-O, at stmarysmaryland.com. Limitations No More. This is the Emotional Freedom Technique Clinic that's at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. It's going to be March the 11th and March the 24th, April the 8th and the 22nd. And both March and April times are from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. and the cost is $45 for a one-hour session. Rochelle McLeod, who is an RN, is the EFT practitioner at Loughborough who is providing so much help to her clients. She has been continuing to advance her studies in this method of self-help through simple and gentle. Though simple and gentle, it has brought dramatic results to people seeking help with fears, anxieties, pain, and more. Rochelle particularly likes to help clients who need relief from pain, allergies, weight, limiting beliefs, procrastination, anxiety, stress, and more. Frequently, a person can find relief from one session after which he or she can continue to practice the technique by him or herself for further improvement. Other problems may require more sessions. To learn more about Emotional Freedom Technique, you can visit EFT Universe, EFTUNIVERSE.com, or simply type in EFT on the address bar of your search engine. If you would like to make an appointment with Rochelle, call 240-925-4309. St. Mary's County Triad, SALT, and SALT stands for Senior and Law Enforcement Together. Triad is a partnership of three organizations, law enforcement, senior citizens, and community groups. The sole purpose of Triad is to promote senior safety and to reduce the unwarranted fear of crime that seniors often experience. We are actively seeking new members, so call 301-475-4200, extension 1073 to learn more. You suggest the topics and we listen. The Triad SALT Council will be hosting the following senior seminars. Prescription drug information. An alarming trend is emerging. Every day, more people become addicted to prescription medications. These drugs range from pain relievers and depressants to stimulants and over-the-counter medication. Prescription medications taken properly can help heal illness, relieve pain, control disease, and bring balance to your life. But when others take your medications, this can be very dangerous. Find out what medications are being abused and how they are being accessed. Safe storage and disposal of medications and opportunities to help prevent misuse and abuse. This prescription drug information will be at the following times and the following places. Thursday, January the 16th at 1:30 p.m., it will be at Cedar Lane Apartments in Leonardtown. On Thursday, February the 20th, it will be at 1:30 p.m. at Newtown Village. Thursday, March the 27th at 12:30 p.m., it will be at the Loffler Senior Activity Center. Learn more about Adult Protective Services. A representative will give a comprehensive presentation about Adult Protective Services. The presentation will address the purpose of Adult Protective Services, who the program benefits, and what you do if you suspect someone is being abused, neglected, or exploited. This presentation will be on Thursday, June the 19th at 2 p.m. at the Lexington Park Senior Apartments. Project Linus. This will be at the Loffler Senior Activity Center on the third Friday of each month. It will be January the 17th and February the 21st at 10 a.m. This group meets monthly under the direction of Debbie Rumpel, who creates blankets and quilts for ill children. Share your talents while creating something comforting for a child in need. For those who aren't able to come to Project Linus meetings but wish to contribute finished blankets, quilts, afghans, etc., they can be dropped off anytime at the Loffler Senior Center. To learn more, you can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Following are some educational opportunities available at the at all three centers. There's a book discussion group at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Wednesdays, March the 12th and April the 9th, both dates. It starts at 10:30 a.m. On March the 12th, the group will discuss An Irish Country Girl by Patrick Taylor. On April the 9th, the group will discuss The Secret Keeper by Kate Morton. For more information about these books or to join the discussion group, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be keyboard and piano lessons at the Loffler Senior Activity Center. This is going to be on Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m., and it includes, this is six sessions. The cost is $100 for a six-week session, and that includes instructions, text, and a corresponding CD. An optional web lab is $10. You need to invest in an inexpensive keyboard that costs anywhere from $50 to $100, and it's available at local stores and online. These are group lessons and a maximum of 10 students per session. Dr. Robert L. Jefferson, the author of How to Play Gospel book series, is an experienced as a vocalist, songwriter, recording artist, pianist, and teacher, and is a leading expert in the study of gospel music performance. He says anyone can learn to play and has proven this statement many times using his own techniques. For information about when the next session starts, call 301-737-5670-1658. And if you would like to check out Dr. Jefferson, his website is www.jeffersonprevents.com. There will be an AARP Smart Driver course at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, March 11th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The cost is $15 for AARP members and $20 for non-members. In January 2014, AARP launched their new and improved AARP Smart Driver course, the nation's largest driving refresher course. A lot has changed since AARP Driver first began as 55 Alive. The roads have changed, cars and the technology inside them have changed, even the people behind them have changed. As drivers, if we don't keep up with those changes, we put others and ourselves at risk. As a result of evidence-based research findings, the course has been adjusted to include a focus on areas where older drivers could benefit from additional training, including roundabouts, pavement markings, stop sign compliance, red light running, and safety issues such as speeding, seatbelt, and turn signal use. The cost is $15 for AARP members, $20 for non-members, and the checks are payable to AARP. Members must show their membership card to get the member rate. Advanced sign-up is required. For further information, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Stewards of the Earth. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, April the 22nd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. With this 2014 observance of Earth Day, we are in our eighth consecutive year of providing a program highlighting experimental appreciation, environmental appreciation, education and recreation, and focusing on the theme nature and nurture. At 10 o'clock a.m., learn more about the Chesapeake wildlife and natural habitats. Information on adopting wildlife organizations will be available. At 1 o'clock p.m., make and take home artwork from natural finds such as driftwoods, seashells, and rocks. Bring something you have found and add from other items available. There will be guidance for creative pieces of artwork. Video presentations of planet Earth will be featured. Stop by an animal display table and sample boot track snacks. Your lunch reservation is due before noon on Monday, April the 21st, by calling 475-4002 extension 1001, or you can speak to someone at the front desk. JPIG, join our photo interest group. Come together in a forum with other photo enthusiasts, discuss the roles of photography in an informal setting. A facilitator will guide the conversation and look for topics that are important and relevant to members. There is no charge to join. Show and tell will be encouraged for art appreciation. The group will begin meeting in the spring at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Sessions will likely be midweek, late mornings for 1 to 2 hours, depending on topic and attendance. Please contact the Northern Center at 301-475-4002, extension 1002, for scheduled dates. Book clubs welcome new members. The Northern Senior Activity Center has a book club. Membership is open to two different book clubs. The Page Turners Book Club is a structured meeting with questions to review while reading the book in preparation for discussion at the next meeting. The Book Chatter Club offers a relaxed atmosphere that reviews everyone's take on the book and sometimes meets outside of the center. Pre-selected books are chosen by members of both clubs. However, they are different books. The Page Turners meet the fourth Monday of the month at 1 p.m., while the Book Chatter Group meets on the fourth Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. To learn more about both of these clubs or to join, call 301-475-4002, extension 1003. Following is an article about the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, authored by Noreen Rowe, the RCP Project Manager. High Flying Adventure. When I was young, March ushered in a season of excitement as my brother and I eagerly awaited windy weather so we could go kite flying. We're not talking fancy, colorful, whirling, elaborate contraptions like you see at the beach these days. No, we'd head out to the woods where we'd find some green, pliant branches that we'd take home, fashion into a cross, notch with a pocket knife, and secure with twine. Then we got out the Sunday paper, folded it into large triangles, and taped it to our frame. My mom would give us an old, worn-out sheet to cut up into strips for kite tails, and then with kites in hand, we'd head off for a high-flying adventure. Our rather flimsy homemade kites didn't always work that well, and we often had to go back to the drawing board to refashion them. This didn't detract from our adventure. Instead, it was part of the challenge. We imagined ourselves young aviators, engineers, or inventors. An adjustment here, an adjustment there, and we'd be off again, ready for another test flight. To get our kites aloft, we ran into the wind, easing our kites upward while dodging overhanging limbs, telephone poles, and wire. Crashes occurred, or our kites became hopelessly ensnared in the branches above. Then we'd go back to the drawing board once again, not defeated, but more determined than ever to build yet another better kite. So what does kite flying have to do with volunteering? Simply this. Isn't it time to send your spirit aloft and let it soar? Isn't spring a good time to venture forth out of your winter cocoon, get some fresh air, and stir your imagination? Isn't it time to shake off old roles and habits? Explore new challenges, reinvent yourself, and see what the world of volunteering has to offer. We are, as they say, only as young as we feel. So remember the excitement of youth on a fresh spring day. Open the window of your mind and embark on a new adventure in volunteering. All RSVP volunteers who served in 2013 have been invited to our annual RSVP Volunteer Appreciation Banquet. This year's event takes place on Thursday, March the 27th at the Forest Technology Center in Leonardtown. Registration begins at 3:15 p.m., followed by the awards program from 4 to 5, dinner from 5 to 6, and volunteer gift distribution from 6 to 6:30 p.m. If you received an invitation in the mail, please reply and let us know if you can attend. If you aren't a member of the RSVP, then consider joining a wonderful group of volunteers. We'd love to invite you to our Volunteer Appreciation Banquet next year. In honor of Women's History Month, we want to give special thanks and recognition to the many women who make up the ranks of RSVP. Did you know that 71% of our RSVP volunteers are women? This means that of the 30,000-plus hours donated by RSVP volunteers in 2013, more than 20,000 of those hours were provided by the women of RSVP. Our hats are off to all our women volunteers who have dedicated themselves to a life of community service. Without you, St. Mary's County wouldn't be such a wonderful place to live. Among the many volunteer positions with RSVP are opportunities to serve in the great outdoors. We have volunteers who tend the gardens and animals at Somerset Farm. Others help give tours at local museums, including Piney Point Lighthouse and Maritime Museum, Historic St. Mary's City and St. Clement's Island Museum. Some of our volunteers help maintain the grounds at the Northern Senior Activity Center or provide cycling instruction on the nearby bike trail. Other volunteers drive homebound seniors to doctor's appointments or deliver meals to homebound seniors. We have volunteers who plan, organize, and lead enriching educational tours and outings for seniors to Southern Maryland destinations as well as the Baltimore-Washington area. We also have opportunities for volunteers to assist with outdoor activities at Greenwell State Park. So if you love the great outdoors or simply enjoy being on the move, then we've got a place for you with RSVP. So thank you to all our senior volunteers for the seeds of kindness you plant. May the goodness you sow come back to you in blessings twofold. Following are some articles and presentations on health and wellness. Living Well with Chronic Conditions. This will be at the Lawford Senior Activity Center Thursdays, March the 6th through April the 10th. It will be 6 sessions. It's from 1 to 3:30 p.m. and it is free. Here is the ideal opportunity to improve your life while dealing with a chronic health condition. While there are a very wide variety of chronic health conditions, many of the symptoms and emotions experienced by the sufferers are the same. It could be fatigue, pain, depression, or just simply frustration. Living Well with Chronic Conditions is an evidence-based program developed by Stanford University. It is a workshop that consists of 6 sessions taught by trained lay leaders and is designed to teach sufferers skills that can be used to better manage symptoms and improve one's outlook. St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Service, in conjunction with MedStar St. Mary's Hospital Health Connections, has been offering this program over the last 5 years. Recently, new developments have made this workshop even more effective. New sessions will begin at Lawford Senior Activity Center on March the 6th and will continue through April the 10th. If you are serious about learning new ways to manage your symptoms, make daily tasks easier, communicate effectively with your doctor, lessen frustration, fight fatigue, and get more out of life, then this is for you. If you have questions about Living Well with Chronic Conditions seminar, or if you wish to sign up, please call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. A Matter of Balance. This will be at the Potomac Building, which is in the Governmental Center campus. It's going to be in room 14, Mondays, March 17th through May the 5th from 10 a.m. until noon. A Matter of Balance is a nationally recognized award-winning time-tested program for people over 60 designed to help manage falls and increase activity levels. In this class, participants will learn to view falls and fear of falls as controllable, set realistic goals for increasing activity, Make changes to reduce falls at home and exercise to increase strength and balance. Classes are 2 hours in length and once a week for 8 weeks and are led by 2 trained coaches of the Matter of Balance program. All materials are provided. To sign up for the course, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. You must sign up by Wednesday, March 3rd, since space is limited. Hearing loss and treatment options. This will be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Thursday, March 13th at 11 a.m. and it's free. And the other session is at the Loftless Senior Activity Center on Thursday, March the 20th at 10 a.m., also free. Audiologist Dr. Gina Diaz will discuss hearing loss and what can be done to treat the condition. The presentation will review how we hear, the causes of hearing loss, and what you need to know before investing in hearing aids. To sign up for this presentation at Northern Senior Activity Center, call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. Or if you want to attend the one at the Loftless Senior Activity Center, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658, and you must call by Tuesday, March the 18th. There will be free hearing screenings at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, April the 9th from 9:30 a.m. until noon. Are you concerned about hearing loss? Free hearing evaluations will be scheduled at the Northern Senior Activity Center on an appointment basis. You can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001 by Friday, April the 4th to make an appointment. Hearing evaluations will be performed by Tracy Nelsnick, Executive Director of Doctors of Audiology Hearing Professionals. There will also be a free hearing screening at the Loftless Senior Activity Center, and this is going to be Thursday, March the 27th from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. It's by appointment only, and it's free. So let's follow up on our hearing and loss treatment options presentation with a free hearing screening provided by hearing professionals. To make your 15-minute appointment at the Loftless Senior Activity, you can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There will be health presentations and blood pressure checks at all three senior centers. At the Garvey Senior Activity Center, it will be Friday, March the 14th, and Friday, April the 11th, both dates at 11 a.m. At the Loftless Senior Activity Center, Friday, March the 21st and April the 18th at 9 a.m. for both dates. And at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Friday, March the 14th and April the 11th at 1 o'clock p.m. for both dates. You can learn about a new health topic each month by attending these presentations given by MedStar St. Mary's Hospital Health Connections. In March, they will be discussing diabetes, thinking like a pancreas. And in April, coping with the challenges of aging will be discussed, and blood pressure checks will be available after the presentations. There will be a Lyme discussion and support group at the Northern Senior Activity Center. The Lyme discussion and support group meets quarterly at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Participants share personal experiences and explore medical developments and current information on Lyme disease. For further information or to sign up, you can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. The warning signs of heart disease. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, March the 18th at 11 a.m. Dr. Kenneth Glazer, who is with the Chesapeake and Washington Heart Care, will be talking about the warning signs of heart disease and preventive measures that can be taken. If interested, you have to sign up by calling 301-475-4002, extension 1001. Gardening tips and tricks. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. This is sponsored by the University of Maryland Extension Service and the St. Mary's County Master Gardeners. They will present a series of gardening topics to help you get your garden ready for spring. There is no fee to attend the presentations. Advanced registration is required by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. When registering, indicate which session you will be attending. There's a container gardening that's scheduled for March the 25th at 10 o'clock a.m. Herbs, April the 1st at 10 a.m. And then edible landscaping on April the 8th at 10 a.m. And all of these are at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. Following are some trips and tours. Infinity Theater in Annapolis, they will be presenting Hank Williams' Lost Highway. This is going to be June 19th, 2014. Encouraged by the great success of last summer's trip to Infinity Theater, we will return to Annapolis for another fabulous lunch at the Broadneck Grill, followed by a musical about a different country legend. Lost Highway by Randall Myler and Mark Herlick traces Hank Williams' rise from his beginnings on the Louisiana hayride to his triumphs at the Grand Ole Opry to his eventual self-destruction at age 29. Along the way, the show features all of Williams' iconic hits like Lovesick Blues, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, Move It On Over, Hey Good Lookin', Your Cheating Heart, and many others. Cost for this trip will be approximately $85 and includes travel on a luxury motor coach, lunch at the Broadneck Grill, a full-length professional musical, all gratuities including the tip for the bus driver, as well as snack and water on the bus. Departure times will be Loeffler at 8 a.m., Garvey at 8:30 a.m., and 9 a.m. from the Northern Center. Return will be approximately at 6 o'clock p.m. Your spot is guaranteed when you have made full payment, which can be made at any of the senior activity centers or by mail. For more information on this trip, call Shelley Graziano at 301-737-5670, extension 1655. There will be an Orioles bus trip to Camden Yard. You can call Joyce Rom at 301-737-5670, extension 1656, for more information and details about this annual trip. This game will be on Wednesday, May the 14th at 12:35, and it's the Orioles versus the Detroit Tigers. Seating is under cover, and the $60 fee includes bus trip, snacks, and water both ways on the bus. The bus driver tip and your ticket to the game. Lunch is on your own at the ballpark. Northern Council 2014 plans and trips. The Northern Council is responding to the interest of Southern Maryland residents for more trips in 2014. We are currently in the process of identifying trip destinations for the year, but they will most likely be casino and theater excursions, which are the most popular requests. Please contact the front desk at the Northern Senior Activity Center to check on specifics as they become available. And you can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001, for further information. Following are some lunch connections at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center. These lunches will be held on the following dates: Tuesday, March the 11th, and Thursday, March the 27th, Tuesday, April the 8th, and Thursday, April the 24th. Lunch always begins at 11:30 a.m. Entertainment starts at 11:30 a.m. and lunch is always served at noon. Advance reservations are required, preferably 2 weeks in advance. And to make a reservation, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There will be an appreciation basket at all of the lunches for the entertainment and also a 50-50 raffle at each luncheon. On the March the 11th luncheon, the Justin Miles Experience will delight your ears and your eyes as this talented musician shares his vocal and dance challenge with our group. The lunch will be pineapple juice, corned beef, boiled potatoes, steamed carrots, asparagus tips, corn muffin with butter, and pound cake with strawberries. The lunch on March the 27th will be roast beef, mashed potatoes with gravy, roasted mixed vegetables, green beans, mandarin oranges, and a sourdough dinner roll with butter. Dessert will be carrot cake. The lunch on Tuesday, April the 8th, will be folk salad trio to serenade you, and the meal will consist of chicken salad on a bed of romaine lettuce, macaroni salad, pineapple chunks, and marinated cucumbers. And for dessert, you can enjoy a blueberry muffin. On Thursday, April the 24th, there will be applesauce, pork roast with gravy, parsley, new potatoes, green beans, and rice pudding, and that certainly should satisfy your hunger for that day. The Breakfast Cafe is open at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Let them do the cooking and cleanup in the morning while you enjoy a great start to your day and good conversation with others. Breakfast is homemade by Ginger and served with complimentary beverages. The cost is $2. Sign up and payment is due by 9 a.m. the day before. And you can call 301-475-4002 extension 1001 with any questions. And here are the dates for the Breakfast Cafe. On Wednesday, March the 12th, there will be scrambled egg casserole with meat, home fries, toast, and peaches. On Wednesday, April the 2nd, sausage gravy over biscuits, home fries, and fruit. On April the 23rd, French toast with ham and fruit. There will be home-style comfort food at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Monday, March the 3rd at noon. So you can come by and enjoy chicken and dumplings prepared by Ginger. Make your lunch reservations before noon on Friday, February the 28th by calling 301-475-4002 extension 1001. The cost of lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older, and under 60 it is $6. Following are some craft classes that will be held at the various centers. There will be jewelry with Sue at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesdays, March the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th, and all 3 dates is at 1 o'clock. The cost is $15. You can learn popular jewelry making skills and complete 3 projects during this 3-part series. During one session, participants will make a piece using crystal beads. The class will also teach the popular technique of chainmail and finally create a jewelry piece using memory wire. All supplies are included. Advance payment is required and checks should be made payable to Sue Peters. For more information, call 301-475-4200 extension 1050. You can make a gourd birdhouse at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Friday, March the 14th at 10 o'clock a.m. That's $5. Dried gourds are one of the most natural options available for building birdhouses. Dried gourds have been an all-time favorite for attracting purple martins. Apart from being an interesting project, they offer natural habitats for birds. In the class, participants will clean, stain, and prepare a gourd to be used for a birdhouse. The space is limited, and payment reserves your spot in the class. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. And the cost for this gourd birdhouse class is $5. Joyful Painting at Northern Senior Activity Center. This is going to be on Saturday, March the 15th, from noon until 6 p.m. No fuss when painting in oils at a leisurely pace. Join your fellow artists practicing their serene seascapes. Follow along with a Bob Ross DVD showing techniques that he has used. No cost for class. However, bring your own supply of paints and a canvas. A final painting is not the objective. However, you may be able to create a finished scene in the time allowed or continue painting at home. Practice painting will take place periodically at the Northern Senior Activity Center. There will be cherry blossom art at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, April the 1st at 10 o'clock a.m. and the cost is $5. Make cherry blossom art work with a recycled 2-liter soda bottle as a stamp. All supplies will be provided. Payment reserves your spot in the class. To learn more about this cherry blossom art, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Embroidery string eggs. This is going to be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, April the 8th, at 10 o'clock a.m. The cost is $3, and that will enable you to make 4 eggs. Making eggs using embroidery string and balloons is not hard to do, and the end result is impressive. These eggs look best hanging in groups or placed in an Easter basket. If you have an Easter tree, these are perfect to hang on that or to hang them from your dining room light over the table for Easter dinner. Sign up in advance by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. You can make centerpieces for the lunch connections, and this is going to be at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center. On Thursday, March the 6th at 10 a.m., they will be doing hats and daffodils. On Thursday, April the 3rd at 10 a.m., they will be doing spring branches. Every month, we have two lunch connections at Loughborough Senior Activity Center. We like to make the room pretty with simple centerpieces on the tables, and now we're offering you a chance to get in on the fun of making it happen. Using mostly supplies on hand, we'll be turning out about 15 centerpieces that will be simple but attractive and easy to make. Are you interested? Come to the demo kitchen at the appointed hour or call 301-737-5670, extension 1658, to learn more. You can build a bonnet. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Spring brings a season of bright colors and ideas together. Just in time for Easter, get inspired to craft your own Easter bonnet. You supply the basic hat as the starting canvas, and we will supply everything else to make your masterpiece. Build a traditional bonnet with flowers, feathers, and fabric, or be more daring and whimsical. Starting on April Fool's Day, we will surprise you with the many artsy supplies you can use and project ideas to get you started. Supplies are available anytime between April 1 and the 14th in the backstage room, where you can enjoy the prop and wardrobe inspirations of our theater group and stage acts. Your bonnet debut will be April the 15th, modeled by you or someone else of your choosing. There will be a matchstick border basket. This craft is going to be at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, April the 1st, and again on Thursday, April the 8th. On both days, it's from 1 to 4 o'clock p.m. Learn to weave a round base and add a matchstick border. It's about 8 inches in diameter. There will be some choice of colored reeds. The cost for the class and the kit is $30. Payment must be received by Friday, April the 19th to reserve a spot in the class, and space is limited. For more information, call 301-475-4002, extension 1003. Payment is made to the instructor. Again, this is on Tuesday, April the 1st, and again on April the 8th, both dates from 1 to 4 p.m. Following up some ongoing arts and craft classes at the various centers, these first two are at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown. Beginner and intermediate quilting, the instructor is Louise Park. It's on the first and third Friday of the month, and the time is 9:30 a.m., and the cost is just for your own supplies. The second one is Cards for the Troops. The instructor is Susan Peters. And you will need to call the Garvey Senior Center at 301-475-4200, extension 1050, to get further information about this class. It usually starts at 1:30 p.m., and it is also free. Following are some activities at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. Needle Crafter with the instruction is Lillian Jarboe. This is on Mondays and Thursdays from 10 to 11:30 a.m. It's free. The Decorating Committee, the instructor is Shelly Graziano, first and third Mondays of the month at 2 o'clock p.m. That is free. Applique Tutor, the instructor is Kit Spaulding. It's on Mondays at 1 p.m. It's free. The Art Guild is Shauna Farrell on Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to noon, and the cost is just for your supplies, and the Tuesday class is full. There's also an art class by Shauna Farrell on Fridays from 10 a.m. till noon, and the cost is for supplies only. The Honeybee Quilters, the instructor is Jan Goings. It's the first and third Wednesdays of the month at 10 a.m. till noon. That is free. Needle and Thread, this is a self-directed class. It's on Thursdays from 9 a.m. to noon. It's free. Project Linus. The instructor is Debbie Rumpel. It's the third Friday of the month at 10 a.m. free. one-on-one tutoring. The instructor is Tony Axtell, and it's by appointment only. You need to call 301-737-5670, and this is free, but you need to make an appointment with Tony. There's wood carving. The instructor is W.N.M. Brown. It's on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. The cost is for supplies only. And then form a line cards. The instructor is Linda Wright. This is on Mondays at 1 o'clock p.m. and the cost is $4. Following are some ongoing arts and craft classes at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. Simply Crafted. This is self-directed. It's on a daily basis. The time is open and it's free. Whimsy Works Pottery. Instructor is Pam King. It's the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. It's at 11 a.m. and there's a fee for that class, so you'll have to call. Scrapbook Marathon. Barbara Sterling and Linda Brock. The third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. It's free. Quilting. The instructor is Gina Alexander. The second and fourth Wednesday of the month, 12:30 p.m. That is free. Dynamic Ceramics. Instructor Nancy Norris on Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. until noon, and there's a fee for that class. Open Pottery Studio. That's self-directed class. It's on Fridays, 9 a.m., and it's free. The Northern Stars Theater Group. The instructor is Ren Williams. It's the first Friday of the month at 10 o'clock a.m., and the cost varies. Following are some ongoing social events at the Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. Bring Your Buddy Billiards. This is Mondays and Tuesdays, and the time is before 11 a.m. On Wednesdays, it's before 1 p.m., and on Thursdays, it's after 3 p.m., and the cost is free. Just Hand and Foot on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 12:30 p.m., that's free. Oh Heck is played on Tuesdays and Fridays at 9:30 a.m., that is free. Double Pinochle on Tuesdays and Fridays. On Tuesdays, it's at 11 a.m., and on Fridays, it's at noon. It's free. The Breakfast Cafe is the first Wednesday of the month. That's 9 a.m., and the cost is $2. Western Mahjong is on Wednesdays at 1 p.m., free. Eastern Mahjong is on Thursdays at 1 p.m., that is free. Bridge is played on Thursdays at 10 a.m., and that is free. And Bingo is on Fridays, and that's at 10 a.m., and the cost is $1.50. Following are some ongoing social events at the Garvey and the Loffler Senior Activity Center. At the Garvey Center, there is Bingo, the first and third Mondays of the month, from 10 a.m. until noon. The cost is anywhere from $1 to $3. Bring Your Buddy Billiards. Monday and Tuesday, it's before 11 a.m. Wednesdays, it's before 1 p.m., and Thursdays, it's after 3 p.m. Pitch is played Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to noon. That is free. Senior Vibes is the first Tuesday of the month from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. That is free. Coquino, the third Wednesday of the month, 10:30 a.m., and that's for pennies. The Bridge Club is on Thursdays, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., and that is free. But you need to call for further information on the Bridge Club, and you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Following are the social events at the Loftwood Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. There's Pinochle, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. till 12:30 p.m., that's free. Canasta Pitch Club, Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m., that is free. Contract Bridge on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. till noon, that is free. Bingos on Tuesdays, with the exception of the second Tuesdays of the month. That's 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., and it's a dollar per card, up to $3. P.M. Pinochle, it's the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. It's noon, at starts at noon, that's free. Canasta is the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, 1 to 4 p.m., that is free. Puzzles are available on a daily basis from 9 to noon, that's free. Polish Poker and Pitch on Wednesdays, 10 a.m., and that is also free. Folks, following are ongoing physical activities at the Garvey Center in Leonardtown. There is fitness equipment available daily from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is free. Wii Sports from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's free, but you need to call for availability, and you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There's low-impact aerobics on Mondays from 8:30 until 9:30 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Men's strength training, Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. You need a fitness card. Enhanced fitness, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:45 to 11:45. You need a fitness card. Open table tennis, Tuesdays, except for the first Tuesday of the month. It's at 10 a.m. till noon, and it's free. It's also on Thursdays at 2:15 p.m. Arthritis Foundation exercise, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 9:30 a.m. That is free. Yoga for everyone, Tuesdays and Fridays, 1:05 to 2:05 p.m. You need a fitness card. Line dancing on Wednesdays, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. That is free. Clogging on Wednesdays, 2:30 to 3:30. That's free. Exercise for Parkinson's disease, that's on Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. That's free. Zumba is on Thursdays from 10:45 to 11:45, and you need a fitness card for that. And then video aerobics is on Fridays from 8:30 until 9:30 a.m., and that is free. And the following are physical activities at the Loffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. There's fitness equipment available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. Wii Sports is available daily, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's free. Zumba on Mondays at noon, and you need a fitness card. There's the Walking Club Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. That is free. The Arthritis Foundation Mondays and Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m. That is free. Enhanced Fitness Monday through Fridays at 2 p.m. And on Wednesdays it's at 1 p.m. There's a fitness card for that. Strength Training Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 11 a.m. You need a fitness card. Yoga on Wednesdays and Fridays, 10 to 11 a.m., you need a fitness card. Core and abs class on Wednesdays, 2 to 3 p.m., you need a fitness card. Line dancing on Fridays at 11 a.m., and that is free. Following are ongoing physical activities at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. There is fitness equipment available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., that is free. Wii Sports is available daily from noon to 5 p.m. That is free. As walking on Three Notch Trail, that's daily. The time is open. It is also free. And regulation horseshoes will be coming this spring, and that is also free. Yoga for everyone, Mondays and Fridays. On Mondays, it's at 9:30 a.m., and on Fridays, it's at 8 a.m., and that is you need a fitness card for that. Total body strength, circuit training, Mondays and Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. You need a fitness card. There's Zumba on Tuesdays from 10 to 11 a.m., and you need a fitness card for that. Arthritis Foundation exercise, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 10:45 a.m. That's free. Enhanced Fitness, Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it starts at 9, and on Saturday, it's 10 o'clock a.m., and you need a fitness card for that. Indoor bowling on Wednesdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., that is free. Line dancing on Wednesdays, 1 to 2:30 p.m., that is free. Regular bike riding, that's on a daily basis. The time is open, and that is also free. Also, the cycling, the Yes Cycling, that's by appointment only, and there will be time scheduled, but it is also free. And following are some ongoing educational classes. At the Garvey Senior Center, there's coin appraisals by John Hankla. It's the first Tuesday of the month. That's 9 a.m. until noon. It's free. Book discussion by Kathy Mather, second Wednesday, 10 a.m., and that is free. At the Loffler Senior Activity, there are the following current events. The instructor is Dave Spohr on Mondays, 10 a.m., and that's free. Health Watch, and the instructors vary, and it's not scheduled for any particular time period, but when they have it, it's also free. Nutrition Education Barbara Heck. It's the second Tuesdays of the month, 12:45 p.m. It's free. Scripture Study by Solomon Olumis. It's the second and fourth Fridays of the month, 10 a.m. That's free. Computer tutoring. The instructors are usually a volunteer. It's daily. It's by appointment only, and that's free. At the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall, Paige Turner's Book Club. Instructor is Gloria Fusco. It's the fourth Monday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m., free. What's on Your Mind? The instructor is Gren Williams, first and third Tuesdays of the month at 10:45 a.m. That is free. Lyme Disease Support and Discussion Group by Marie Noelle Lejeune. It's the quarterly on Thursdays, 1 p.m. That's free. And then Book Chatter Book Club, and the instructor is Joyce Summers. It's the fourth Thursday of the month at 11 a.m., and that is also free. Learning is Forever, and that is LIFE. Get ready, get set, go to your local senior activity center to pick up the spring 2014 Life booklet of classes. Registration is on a first-come, first-served basis, either through the mail or walk-in at all the senior activity centers. Classes fill quickly, so don't delay. Many exciting, interesting, and educational events are planned, such as a tour of the Naval Academy, Fort McHenry, U.S. Botanical Garden, Jeffy's Entertainment Museum in Baltimore, and Orioles Park at Camden Yard, plus educational tours in the Tri-County area. Be sure to pick up your booklet, as booklets are no longer mailed. Booklets are also available online at www.stmarysmaryland.com/aging. Or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1063, if you have any questions. And remember, learning is forever. Also, you can sign up to receive New Beginnings via your computer. And it is in PDF format, and you can go to stmarysmaryland.com/citizen/signup.asp. That's stmarysmd.com/citizen/signup.asp. This link will allow you to sign up for new releases and emergency alerts. The newsletter can also be reviewed on the Department of Aging website at stmarysmaryland.com/aging. If you choose to receive the newsletter by email or view online rather than mailing, please contact Jennifer Stone, the Community Programs and Outreach Manager, at 301-475-4200, extension 1073. Following are some of the various departments under the Department of Aging and Human Services. There's the Senior Information and Assistance that provides updated information as it relates to senior services, benefits, and assistance programs. Further information can be obtained by calling Debbie Barker at 301-475-4200 at 1064 or Melissa Meatyard at 301-475-4002, extension 1004. Also, Home and Community-Based Services is six programs providing the following services: guardianship for individuals age 65 and over, Medicaid waiver for older adults program, long-term care ombudsman program, respite assistance and caregiver support. For information, you can call Rebecca Kessler at 301-475-4200, extension 1061. The senior activity centers, we have three of them in St. Mary's County, where adults age 50 and over who are independent and active can participate in activities, events, exercise programs, and group meals. For further information, call Alice Allen at 301-475-4200, extension 1063. Also, Meals on Wheels. This is a service for seniors 60 and over who are homebound and have a moderate to severe disability which prevents them from shopping or cooking for themselves and who has no one to prepare meals for them. You can call Bridget Maddox, the program coordinator, for further information at 301-475-4200, extension 1060. The Retired and Senior Volunteer Program is for persons 55 years and older, and it gives seniors an opportunity to donate their time, talents, and enthusiasm and expertise in our local community. For more information, call 301-737-5670, extension 1653. There's the Senior Rides Program. This connects individuals who meet certain criteria and need transportation to important events and appointments with pre-screened, trained volunteer drivers. For more information on Senior Rides, call 301-475-4200, extension 1066. The Community Programs and Outreach. This communicates timely and topical information to the senior community through a bi-monthly newsletter, website updates, local and statewide events, and local media. To receive the newsletter, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1073. Human Services. Areas of responsibility of the Division of Human Services include services provided to citizens with mental health needs, substance abuse treatment and prevention, and options include outpatient and residential options, supported services for children and youth, and social, educational, and recreational activities to children and families. This division also facilitates an integrated network of services to improve conditions for people in need. It also brings together local agencies, providers, consumers of services, other public and private entities, and other community representatives in order to empower local stakeholders in addressing the needs of and setting priorities for St. Mary's County. Also, if you would like to volunteer to read this audio version of the New Beginnings, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1073. And additional volunteer readers are always needed, and especially those proficient in other languages are particularly welcome. The time commitment is approximately 2 hours on a bi-monthly basis. This concludes New Beginnings, Volume 27, Issue 2 for March-April 2014.